Well, gee, I'd love to be sitting beside him right now because he's in Broome, and Broome at this time of the year is beautiful. I talk of trainer Lindsay Smith. Morning to you, Lindsay.
The bus isn't big enough for both of us, see you.
I've been to Broome at this time of the year, mate. There'd be a few that are listening that would be very envious.
Yeah, well, we're just on the way to the airport to go to Horizontal Falls, so something I'm looking forward to. I've never obviously been there, so they tell me it's spectacular. So, yeah, it'll be a good day.
It would be, for sure. And, mate, being in Broome, obviously it's their time of the year with racing, and we hear it and see it on Sky. Have you got horses there that you're going to race?
No. You're just
up there.
Just trying to get a family balance because, you know, I'm away a lot, and just to keep yourself sane, just stay with the family for a week and then go back to home for a couple of days and then back to Melbourne.
Yeah. Well, take us through, just before we talk about the success of Saturday at Flemington, take us through, for our New South Wales listeners, Lindsay, what you're building in Victoria.
Well, obviously the stables are already there. There was 42 boxes, swimming pools, walkers. They got heaters over the roof for the horses. It's world-class, the facilities there. So I was able to get the lease and... I had a couple of horses in Perth that the owner wanted to try, Chris Wells, Scales of Justice, and a couple others. So I grabbed the bit and I took off, and it was a bit daunting because the first couple of weeks I only had about three horses, and we've got it up to 15 and a couple of nice horses there. So looking forward to it.
Okay, and these are, is it right to say these are the Darren Weir stables at Warrnambool?
Yeah, Darren used to have them stables, and Clive Smith bought them, and I leased them off Clive. So it's quite expensive, but anyway, we're up and going, and it couldn't have started much better. So far, so good. We just need to fill the boxes.
No, well, that was my next question. So you've got about 15. Do you want to get in time to that 40, or what's the plan, Lindsay?
Well, yeah, I reckon 40. That'd be nice. I haven't got the... I'm too irrational to have too many more than 40. I need just... Yeah. I'm a little bit too old for all that gangbuster. So just to poke along and just to prove myself that you can do it. Sometimes you just need a challenge. And I've got Perth a bit up and down at the minute where they're all going. So... And I bought a lot of horses over the last couple of years out of Melbourne and Sydney with them bonuses. So,
yep.
And I paid a lot of money for some of them, 200s and 300s, with a lot for Perth. So I just thought I had the right equipment to start a little stable in Melbourne.
And just listening to you, it seems like you're going to spend more time out of the Warrnambool base maybe than Perth?
I'll be there, just there. That's my main name, and in the future maybe, it'd be nice if I get some Perth horses, like a little co-op or something happening where people could send horses over from Perth and maybe split the training percentages and then send the horse back home, things like that, because once they get on the plane, it's not that big a deal, trust me. It's not that stressful or anything. So horses come and go as if you get the right sort of horse to come over.
Understand. And I know at your training property there near Perth, you used heavy sand and things like that. Are you going to be able to do in some way similar? You've got the beach there at Warrnambool.
No, not just yet till I open up Levy's Beach with the big sand hill. But that's why I use Perth as a base. Malaguerra's over there. And a couple others what are due to another girl trial next Monday, and then he'll get on a plane and come over. So I'll try to use it as a bit of a base for that sort of training before they get here.
So he'll trial there but race in Victoria.
Yeah, he'll go to Adelaide for that spring stakes.
Yep, okay. All right, well, that's a nice pickup, Malaguerra. Well, let's get on to Saturday. You win the Winter Championship final with a horse that's named after the capital of Iceland, Reykjavik.
Yeah, he's a horse that was the right horse to come here for this time of year, and he'll race again in 2 weeks over a mile, and then either go back to Perth for the summer carnival or He may stay here for the weaker ones.
Okay, but he what's he only? He's only had, well, you had the one run, and then you sort of gave him a bit of a freshen up, didn't you?
Yeah, so that's all he's. You know, he's got a couple more runs. No, I don't like to put him in the paddock while they're winning.
Yeah, understand. And he's come through well?
Good as gold. So he'll race in 2 weeks.
Yep. And what about Linda Meach? She rode a couple of big price winners there on the weekend. She's a good jock.
Yeah, well, Yandel was going to ride him, but he managed to take another ride. So, I was lucky enough to get Linda, and she done the job perfect.
Now, I noted just before I let you go, because I know you're in that bus, but Scales of Justice, did I see a tweet from you that, from your team, that Scales of Justice had a jump out or trial late last week?
Yeah, he looked good at Ballarat. Yeah, on the synthetic, stayed out wide, looked good. He'll race on the Bletchingly at Caulfield.
Okay, so Bletchingly there. We haven't seen a lot of him of late, have we?
No, he'd been in. Never been right for about a year and a half. So now he seems to be spot on. So touch wood, Andrew will be back at the races sooner than later.
Understand. Well, he's a nice horse. We know how good he can be as a rising seven-year-old, but he's still relatively lightly raced. I hope he can get him back because he's pretty good.
Yeah, his jump out the other day was super. So, and the jockey said he felt good and everything's right. And guess what, Andrew?
Yeah.
I've got to let you go because I've got to get on this plane.
Yeah, you're about to take off. Hey, the horizontal falls. Don't fall out of that bloody plane, mate, but go and enjoy it. I wish I was with you.
All right, champ. See ya.
Thanks, Lindsay.